From London, BBC Caribbean Report.
The new Haitian Prime Minister outlines his priorities. After arrests, imprisonment and threats, Trinidad and Tobago and Barbados get down to negotiating a new fishing agreement. And why Dominica refuses to accept the officially recognized oldest person in the world. I'm Ken Richards and this is BBC Caribbean Report. Haiti's new prime minister has advanced his priorities as matters that have to do with the political environment in the country. Prime Minister Yvonne Neptune wants to create the kind of conditions that will allow the opposition to participate in the efforts to resolve Haiti's political stalemate. It is a challenging task, Mr. Neptune being seen by the opposition Convergence and some civic groups as being intolerant of other views. But he told me earlier today that he is equal to the task.
We are sure that all citizens of goodwill, of good faith, and our friends also who are willing to accompany us on that road will be more open, will be more understanding, and will take the position to provide us with not only the financial assistance necessary, but also the technical know-how.
What are the chances of the opposition being included in the government? Some have said that Haiti's only chance for progress lies in that route being taken.
We have invited the opposition to be part of the government.